This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Hundreds of colleges offer school-sponsored debit or prepaid cards, and most allow students to get their financial aid money loaded onto those cards. But the card's fees and rules have them facing new criticism in a hearing in Washington this week. Kate Davidson reports.
Many schools and card providers see them as an efficient way to get funds to students. But the Government Accountability Office raised concerns in a report last week. The GAO's Alicia Puente-Cackley says students receiving federal aid must have convenient access to ATMs that don't charge fees.
What it means to be convenient access is not very well defined by the Department of Education. And in different places, you saw very different numbers of fee-free ATMs that were available to students.
The report also found two large providers charge students for using their cards as debit cards, swiping and entering a PIN. Christine Lindstrom is with U.S. PIRG.
These cards are called debit cards, yet if you use it as a debit card and use your four-digit PIN, you will incur a 50-cent per transaction fee for doing that.
She says the debit fee is unusual, catching students unaware. Lindstrom is on the Department of Education panel looking into new rules for college debit cards this week. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.